Okay, there we go. Okay. Okay. Pray with me for a moment and we'll get started here. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for this day. Thank you for life. Thank you for breath. Thank you for all of your many blessings, Father. And as we just spend some time this day in your word and in your truth, Father, we ask that you would reveal that which you have for us, that which you would desire that we would know and that we would walk in. Father, that you would reveal it into our hearts and into our spirits. Quicken us to understand what you are speaking to us and to walk it out, Father, to make it real and active in our life and in our journey. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for this time. Receive everything with grateful hearts. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Okay, all right. If you have your Bibles, go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. But by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph in worship, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months, of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say, what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Okay. Just going to read one more verse. Chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay. This is an incredible chapter. And this new series that we are going into, this is just a bit of an introduction, but the title, this part one, is By Faith. That's the title, because this is, and we start off with a faith chapter. So a principle of Scripture is that the Scriptures interpret the Scriptures, right? We've had lots of people out there throughout time talk about this and talk about this principle of faith, but in many times they've talked about it in terms of concepts, and they've talked about it in terms of a lot of times what I've heard. And people may have seen the same kind of thing, is that very often it's approached in a way of something like positive thinking. In secular society, the concept of there was a book that went out that was called The Secret. Now, okay, which is how people manifest different things and all of that. Here's the thing: there are principles that are there that are for the children of the Most High to grasp and to comprehend and to apply. And this is not about labels, this is about how things work, how things actually happen and take place. In this chapter, in chapter 11, the first three verses, and we're going to go through these first three verses here, are setting the stage. And then from verse 4 on through verse 40, what you have is you have then example after example after example, so that we have just different data points that we can use to begin to align and to comprehend a principle. Now, the reason that there's so many data points that are put in there is because we're dealing with something that is, for a lot of people, for the worlders, would seem like something that's foolish. For the children of the earth, that it would seem like something that is contradictory. Because, let's go back to verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So in this regard, for the worlders, where everything in the world and the world system is based on what they see. In fact, that's why so often people are so tricked and so deceived, is because they trust those natural eyes. They trust what they see. They trust what they're told. They trust the experts. they trust that which their five senses bring in, and they do not trust their higher selves and that which comes from the Most High. Okay, but now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, verse 2, by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the world, that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the entire principle of faith you can find in these three verses, the application for it. And it starts for us with a comprehension of that which is true reality in the realm of the spirit, and bridging that into the manifestation into this paradigm. Okay? So we are the bridge. The word was made flesh. Jesus was made flesh. The truth was made flesh to manifest that truth and the speaking of that truth into this paradigm, and to create the context for that to happen and to take place here. So the word was made flesh so that could happen, so that could take place, so this there could be that deposit in the earth that even to this very moment is setting captives free, right? You know, and if you look back all the way, jump back to the start of the book, and you go to Genesis, and verse 1, it says, in the beginning, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God did what? And God said, he spoke. God, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. So, and it goes on from there. So, let there be light, and there was light. God spoke, and so it was, and so it is. Because there is no past, present. All of this, all time happens, all time is happening all the time. There are physicists, there's from around the world that are now bringing forward the truth of these concepts. The term even eternity is so loaded, but they're now beginning to, as they're understanding the higher levels of what's actually there in the backdrop of life and the human experience, and what's really there energetically and past all of this, they would tell you, and they would say, all time is happening all the time. So in this regard, when the Most High said, let there be light, he spoke, so sound, so frequency, so there was an action that took place, which resulted in the manifestation of light here. And then it came. And then there it was. And then all that was there before is now different in all that there is after that experience, that paradigm. See, when faith is applied, things change. Circumstances change. Lives change. When faith is not applied, things go as they were. So, in the context of what was there before the application of faith in that context, in that specific place, if there was no application, if God did not speak, things would have continued as they were. When God intervenes in life, when God intervenes in your life, in your experience, the second that God speaks, and He speaks within you, because the kingdom is within you, once He speaks, everything changes. And at the time that He speaks within you, you have a choice to make. Will you go with that spoken word that the Most High puts within you? Or will you deny the word and go with that which is your five sense reality and that which is already known? That which is already the experience that everybody else around you seems to have, and the construct that you find yourself in keeps trying to reinforce. See, the children of the Most High, we manifest the kingdom's truth here in this paradigm. God works through His people. What did Jesus say? Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water. It goes through you. What did He say in Luke 17 when they asked Him about the kingdom? He said, don't be deceived. He says, you know, people are going to say all kinds of things, but where's the kingdom? Verse 20 and verse 21. The kingdom of God is within you. Let's pull that one up here. Luke 17. Luke 17. And verse 20, it says, and when He was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, He answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Within you. All right? It's within you. And there is more and more and more comprehension and understanding happening with humanity to this regard. That is why the temple of the Most High is under attack by the world and the world system and the prince of the power of the air, because the kingdom is within you. That's why they try to also to pollute and to destroy that which is within you. To disconnect it, to attack it, to make it sluggish, to make it tired, to bring in dis-ease. But listen, greater is He that's within you than he that is in the world. The greater one is in us, flows through us. We move with the greater power. We move from the higher jurisdiction, from the higher authority. When you align yourself with the kingdom, you are aligning yourself with that which is higher than this paradigm and this construct. Meaning, you can bring into manifestation that which comes from true reality. Back to verse 1, chapter 11, verse 1 of Hebrews. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So where does that happen? It happens within you. Within you, you see within yourself that which, though it may be not seen at this moment, if there is such a thing as a moment, and at present, but you see within yourself, and that thing takes a hold of you. You know, every person that started a business, and created it and made a beautiful company. It started with a thought. It started with an idea. Something was birthed within that person, in the mind, in the mind's eye of that person. And then the steps manifest to then carry out and to build and to create that thing. It happens within you. It didn't happen outside of you. It happened within you. Any creative endeavor begins within you. But there is a principle with faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things seen. It's already there. See, that's the piece that a lot of people miss. They think in terms of, here's what a lot of people do. They think, they think they have to do this or that to now get to that vision. Rather, you see what is true, and the manifestation of what is true, you know it to be true. And in the process of knowing it to be true and aligning yourself with the truth of what is, all that is required to for that to bring be manifest now unfolds in your life and in your experience to bring about the manifestation of that which you know to be true. Every example that you see here in these scripts here are examples of those that they knew something to be true, and therefore they, and when they acted on it, they were acting in terms of that which they knew to be true and that which they were convicted of as they were walking out the journey to the manifestation in their present reality of that which they already knew to be true. It was not something that was not going to happen or take place. It was that which they already knew to take place. They were just walking it out. Verse 2 says, "For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God." We just read that. "So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." You know, you don't need faith if it's already there. But the scriptures say that without faith it is impossible to please God. It is the materialist, it is the one that goes with what is safe and in front of them. It's the one that does not go to the edge and beyond of their own limitations and their own thought process and what they can see, touch, feel, taste, smell. The ones that are refusing to go beyond that will never know the power of the Most High. They will never know what it is to experience the miracle and the manifestation and the creation and that which is also within them. Because you, brothers, you, sister, are made in the image and the likeness of the Most High. Meaning that in that process of you recognizing who you are and who you truly are, in that process, you now then move into that which is already your destiny. Which is to be like him. Where Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." He didn't say, "Watch on the sideline." He said, "Go and do likewise." One of the things I say often is I say, the book of Acts was written because people acted. They did. And then they recorded it. They recorded it subsequently saying, "Okay, this is we did, and then this was what happened." And it became second nature in people's lives to walk by faith, to act in faith. So, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Okay, there's one more thing I just want to touch on today in this intro. You'll see that in this chapter, there's a lot of places where they say, by faith, by faith, by faith. And then, occasionally, you will see them say, through faith. Right? Through faith. And through faith, and then they switch back to by faith. But when you see this, And let's look at an example. Verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, and it goes on, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. Goes on. And verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Right? So, when we're going through faith, so by faith is that birthing process and that walking out of what you already know to be true. Through faith is actions taken, assured steps. You already know where you're going. You already know that which is to take place. You already know that which is, and you are the observer of this journey. It's not you doing it. It's not you doing it. Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? It's not you doing it. It's Him, and it's the Most High having revealed to you that revelation of that which is, and you are walking through those revealed steps, which are easy and smooth and light, because for the child of the Most High, what did God say? He said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, when you are the one trying to do the work, it's a very, very heavy burden. But when God is the one doing the work and you are riding that wave, you're observing that wave, you are in the process of this whole thing unfolding, it becomes easy. Flow with the Most High. You know, we spoke about this whole thing around riding the wave and what that is and the time that we're in and the manifestation of this. And this is 25 years in the making, right? Well, you're not the wave. But we get to participate, observe, flow with the wave. But it's not you. This is much bigger than us. This is the work of the Most High. But we flow with that. We are the observers of the flow of the Most High, of what we are. We are in participation with them. We are in concert with them. But it's Him doing the work. And we watch it. So when we go, when we do it through faith, these are revealed steps, and they're easy. And when you recognize that, when you recognize that there is no obstacle, there might be attempted distractions, but there's no obstacle to you seeing the manifestation of that which God has put within you to reveal. And you are taking just whatever steps are required in front of you that as He reveals, as the observer. That makes the difference. A lot of times when people believe that, okay, this or that thing needs to happen or to take place, the very thing that they put there as an obstacle becomes the very thing that keeps them from moving forward and achieving and seeing the revelation of what God has put within them. We don't need to. He's the one that does the work. And so just you hold the revelation within yourself and you hold the manifestation and the complete understanding and comprehension that is given by God. And the manifestation of it, as it takes place, you flow with it. It's not out of your own efforts. Because none of us think about all the things that happen and flow and take place just by sheer nature of the construct that we're in. None of us spin this world or allow for the sun to rise or set or the moon to do what it does or the stars in the sky or so many, how many things are there that happen and take place. But then in the places where you and I think we have some level of control, we try it. People try. How often do they try to control things? Let go of that desire to control and flow with the way that God is revealing. And He's going to give you discernment. Flow with how He's doing for the creation and for the manifestation of that which He intends through you upon this earth at this time. This is an incredible time in the space of humanity's journey for the creation and the manifestation of incredible, incredible solutions upon this earth. And we're going to see those. We're going to be part of those. We are part of those. There's no going to be. We are already, because all time is happening all the time. And we are walking through the manifest steps to take place for that revelation and for the manifestation of those things that may not be seen, but it's the substance of that which is hoped for and the manifestation which is even now taking place. Through faith, we do. Through faith, the actions take place. Through faith, God accomplishes His purposes in and through us. And with that, I'm going to close for today. So let's stop here and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just bless everyone that has heard this word. Father, bless them, Father, in their spirits and their minds and their hearts, and to walk in and through faith and in and through trust in You. Father, the word faith is synonymous with trust. They're interchangeable. And we trust You. And in that trust of You, and in that trust, we through You, Father, we continue on in this paradigm, in this construct that we find ourselves. We bless You, Father, even as You have blessed us. In Jesus' name. And we carry on. Thank God. Thank You, Father. So let it be. All right.